Choices. Any trip to the supermarket will remind you that you have thousands of choices. And that's just for some consumer products. There's the choices that we make about what to do with our time. Choices about how we'll respond to a comment someone made about life partners, children, friends, groups that we'll join, what to read, what news to follow. Well, those were some of the, when I made that list, I was making choices about what to list as choices. It's not surprising that sometimes people choose to join communities or cults where after making the choice to join them, there's no other choices to be made because the community chooses them all for you. And every action is prescribed. Sometimes that's comforting because it gives us rest. Choosing can be exhausting. And eliminating choices also releases stress because choices have consequences. Jesus talked about counting the cost of your choice. Choosing to cut back on disposable plastic might have a consequence of inconvenience for you, but a consequence of benefit to the environment of people who are not yet born, who live on the other side of the world. Therefore, Jesus' advice that when you make a choice, especially a major one involving a large commitment, that you first calculate the cost. Ask what will be the consequences. Choosing to be a parent means adding a lot of financial costs, costs for care, for education, for the demands of the person who will become under your roof an autonomous individual. It means emotional costs and time costs, among others, and we lay those alongside the benefits, which may be larger than the costs for some. Or perhaps you've chosen to live the American lifestyle. That means cars and houses and entertainment subscription and stylish clothes and picky food needs and convenience and cleanliness standards and medicine and means having what everyone in those TV families has. And many people find the cost of that lifestyle unsustainable. The cost is just too high. But there's also the cost to bringing your lifestyle into alignment with your values and beliefs, the cost of maintaining your integrity. And that has consequences too. Sometimes the consequences of our various choices can be altered by anticipating them, planning ahead to mitigate or prevent them. So, when a hurricane threatens, the people who've chosen to live where they are likely have choices about evacuation, buying supplies, knowing where they'll go, having contingency plans. Other times, choosing a path of integrity might look foolish to some because of the material costs, but wise to those who understand the cost to oneself in choosing otherwise. Jesus is the perfect illustration of this calculation. He knew that his choice to stay true to his mission would mean the cross. But he knew also that allowing us to do our worst to him without his turning on us, that was the wise path for reconciling God to humanity. It was worth the cost. That same calculation was made by a German pastor in World War II named Dietrich Bonhoeffer. He was safely teaching in England when the war came, and his friends wanted him to stay there. They thought it was foolish that he chose to return to Germany to oppose Hitler. He ended up being executed in a concentration camp just before it was liberated. He wrote a book called The Cost of Discipleship. Which I have here. Oh, there it is. He wrote this book called The Cost of Discipleship. For him, returning to Germany, even after he'd counted the cost, was the Christian choice to make. But wait, didn't we just hear Moses say that choosing to follow God's plan and path was to choose life? And didn't Jesus say that following him was the way, the truth, and the life? So how come it meant death for Jesus and for Bonhoeffer and all those martyrs through the centuries who were killed rather than denying their faith? What about the cost of your discipleship? Oh, following Jesus in America in this day and age, that may not mean physical death, but it may entail some deaths for you. Perhaps the little death that comes with ridicule and dismissal by your colleagues. Perhaps the death of dreams about owning a particular luxury. Perhaps the death of some selfish indulgence of convenience or time. The cost of discipleship is sacrifice. So, most of you might start out your Christian journey with this hypothesis. I love Jesus, and I want to deserve his love by being the disciple that he requires. A great resolve. So let's count the cost. What are the implications of that choice? And what are you going to do when you count the cost of discipleship and find out that you don't have enough to pay it? I don't know about you, but there's no way that I will ever be perfect enough in loving my neighbor to be the impeccable disciple of Jesus that he describes. We're about to sing a hymn that lists some of the costs of following Jesus. Kissing lepers, opening yourself to strangers, caring for cruel people, dying to yourself and inviting no thanks for all of this. And I invite you to look at that hymn that we're going to sing. It's on pages 8 and 9 of your program. You take a look at the questions Jesus has about being a disciple. Do you eagerly say, "Yes, Jesus, yes," to his questions? That's the cost of discipleship. Oh, yeah, and giving up all your possessions, right? When I count that cost, I come up short. Oh yeah, I'd like to be the disciple who does all those things, but I'm not. So in his story, Jesus says, the king who counts the cost of a war and decides it's too great goes with another option, choosing peace. He sues for peace. And that's what Jesus is advising us to do. When we count the cost of discipleship and find that we can't pay it, the smart thing to do is sue for peace. Ask God for mercy. Every time we return to our baptism, remember our baptism and God's promise of forgiveness and a fresh start, when we repent of our failures of discipleship and ask for God's help in doing better, each time we do that, we die again to our default selves and we choose life. And that choice of life as a child of God means dying to the notion of what life means to the world. We choose discipleship again, not to make us children of God because we are already children of God. We choose to live as such. And God says, yes, the past is past. Let's start again, and I will help you. And for that, we can say, thanks be to God. Amen.